What's up, what's up? Welcome back to the Just Got Laid podcast. Lay T, what it is?
Hey, nothing but, you know, just a little bit of something, a lot of nothing.
It be like that.
I be saying that a lot nowadays.
And I say this a lot too. How you doing?
I'm good, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I'm a little, you know, I'm happy right now because I got my favorite rum with me, you know?
Yeah, she got me here drinking rum, Lord.
Yeah, I mean, but it's good though.
And I don't know what's up with you today. She calls me and asks me, do I want something from Cinnabon, y'all? I'm on keto. I can't have sweet, delicious bread right now.
You got to cheat sometimes.
Sweets are my weakness. That'll take me too far back.
Yeah, it's mine too. That's why I ate it.
No.
It was good too because B didn't share his, so I had to go get my own. But it's cool.
But other than that, everything good?
Yeah, everything good. Everything, you know, good. I mean, got my rum, had my Cinnabon. I'm good.
Chilling.
You know, my little cinnamon roll.
We nearing the end of the week. That's always a plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, the last time we met, we talked about the modern day escort.
Mm-hmm.
So, and even though a lot of people don't agree with me on that topic, I wanted to explain what it meant to me. It's because back when my parents age, like when I was growing up with my parents, not their age, I wasn't there.
Of course.
But back when I was growing up with my parents, you heard of two different women. It was a woman that wanted to be a wife or a fiance or a girlfriend. And you knew the woman that wanted money. There was a specific difference between the two women.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, that line is blurred because you'll have a woman pretending to care about you, pretending to like you, pretending to be interested in the things that you're interested in. And then she'll get what she wants from you and then fall back. And that's why I hate the modern day escort. That's why I called it that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we did have a guest when we talked about the modern day escort. And he's back today to not discuss that, but discuss a little something else that he didn't like that we said on another episode of ours.
Yeah, so we got Yosh not with the most. Oh. That's Yolanda.
Yoshi dope.
What's up?
Oh, geez, everything's going on over here. I'm sorry.
Your people messing up today.
Yeah, man, they pushing the wrong buttons. I ain't know what happened just now. But I appreciate you ladies for having me back after the last episode. I didn't know if I'd be back.
I didn't. Oh. Yeah, well.
We enjoyed you.
We did. We enjoyed you. I mean, you know, you do bring the smoke, you know. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes. You got to deal with facts, not feelings.
Whatever. Anyway. So everybody know we're not gonna do the sign this time because we already know Yosh sign. He got a super dope sign. It's Capricorn, and he's Capricorn's a super dope individual.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna ask Yosh, how was your week? How was your week?
Week's been good. It's been amazing, man. I live each day as I wake up each day as if it was on purpose.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh, okay.
You gotta live your life as though you're. A lot of people don't. A lot of people wake up and don't hit that grindstone and think that every day, you know, oh my God, here I go again. I gotta go to this job.
Yeah.
So you gotta live your life as if it's on purpose.
Hey. I just started living my life like, you know, I know it sounds weird, but living like every day, like it's your last, like, cause you never know.
And you know,
so I just enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's why you can't be afraid to say anything. You can't be afraid to do anything. You can't live in fear. Well, because you just got to be courageous, because courage isn't the absence of fear. It's performing in spite of it. So
you better say that.
You just got to.
He love coming on here and preaching,
bro. Hey, man, you know, I do it for my people. I got fans out here.
Hey.
There's fans out here that just got laid land.
Oh.
And for those of you that are fans, you can get in my inbox at Yosh in the building.
I'm mad how he's snuck it in there like that. Look, if you want to talk to me at any time.
I'm taking all takers.
All right. But that leads me to agree with y'all on that. Remember on the episode of Cut It Off, well, Cut Off Game.
Right.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. And I said, if I die tomorrow, you wouldn't get a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to live every day like it could be your last with me.
Mm-hmm.
So that leads us to us just going and diving straight in. And getting into this topic, because y'all, this is a special time. This is the time where someone came on here and said
specifically
that they wanted to talk to us about an episode.
I want all the smoke.
So, he want to rebuttal our cutoff game.
And
so let's get into it.
Well, first off, millennials out here. Late T gave y'all, fired a shot at y'all.
Oh, okay.
What was that?
Millennials don't know what they want.
A lot of millennials don't.
A lot don't.
And
speaking as a millennial.
Speaking as a millennial, so you don't know what you want.
I mean, I know
we have a lot of friends that are millennials. Like, yeah, they're around, right?
Okay, so what do you want?
What as I want? What? I've said it several times. I want a energy that is yours. It's not copied or it's not manipulated or just done because you think I'll like you. I want you to come as you are. And if I vibe with you, I vibe with you. But a lot of people can't even honestly be themselves because they don't know who they are. They're just pretending to be a Jay-Z. They're pretending to be, what's his name? Tiana's husband.
Iman Schumer.
Iman. They're pretending to be Sierra's husband.
Russell.
Y'all know I don't know these names because I don't keep up with these people. But
you sound like me. I don't be knowing.
Like, because I'm not focused on anyone's relationship. But the relationship I have with myself and the potential relationship I can have with you. So I'm not none of these people. I'm not going to compare myself to these people. And in our time as millennials, most of the time what they get on is Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, and compare themselves to all these people. And they don't know what they want. And they don't even know what they come with. They don't even know what they bring to the table. So that's why I said what I said, and I'm not going to take it back.
Okay.
Now, I'm not a millennial, so I'm just
seeing what are you? Are you the baby boomers?
No, I'm a Gen X.
You're not a Gen X.
No.
Yeah, ain't that right?
No, it's that's the one after us.
You're not a baby boomer. You're too young for that.
I'm not a baby boomer.
I don't know what that is. What year were you born?
Before millennial.
Before millennial. I'm in that generation.
Why you can't say that?
He's a baby boomer then.
I'm not a baby boomer.
No, baby boomers are like
born in the 60s.
Like my grandmother. Yeah.
The 60s.
Yeah, no, I wasn't born in the 60s.
Let's see what
I forgot which one you were, but I thought that you were a part of the baby boomers because we're the millennials, and millennials go from like 80s, like low 80s.
We're not baby boomers.
To the mid 90s.
That's why we have the white man's Google.
Yep.
Oh, wow. We're just going to say it like that.
But, okay, folks, I just want to break it down. If you're confused, we are recapping cutoff game because Mr. Yoshi has some concerns, questions, comments on that topic. So we're just going to go back and break that down.
He said he was coming for our whole existence.
He has a book.
Not the whole existence.
He has a book.
Like what? Y'all.
Hey, listen, let me, first off, y'all need to take that as a compliment.
I do.
Oh, we do.
That means that I am, I am an avid listener.
I was ready for the smoke. Like when you said you had a book, I said, all right, bring it.
No, we're Gen X because it's Gen X, Gen Z, and then
baby boomers is 1946 to 1964.
Yeah. And then Gen X, and then it's Generation Z, then it's millennials.
Gen X.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I never heard of that.
Y'all Gen X?
Okay.
Dang. Wow.
I mean, when you're right, you're right.
I'm a millennial. Okay. Millennial. That's all I care about.
I mean, that's all you got. That's all you're supposed to care about.
Because there's too many dates to be remembering all that.
Yeah.
Look, you Generation Z, H, W, P, for all I care.
Okay. Go ahead. What you about to say?
I just wanted to say you asked what we wanted.
Yeah, what you want?
I'm going to be honest.
We hear all the time what you don't want.
Exactly.
Every time I listen to y'all show, I hear what you don't want.
I know. And
what do you want?
I don't want it to be misconstrued as I don't want love. Like, because I definitely do believe in love. Like, I'm
of love.
Love. Like, it's hopeless romantic.
Though. It's conditional, though.
It's not conditional.
It is conditional.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I still believe in monogamy. I just want something real. I want something real, transparent, honest, consistent. All of these things you can't pay for.
So that's all. That's it.
No, it's not it. It's just, it's hard to even get that.
No.
Everybody's trying to play each other.
So
you know?
give me everything. Because if that's it, I got a scenario for you.
I want a
you.
Real love.
Okay.
I guess if that's it.
I know where he's going.
Is that it?
He came with the smoke, so give it to him.
Oh, remember, I got notes. Is that it?
I want a real love. I want somebody that is that loves me unconditionally.
Financially stable.
Okay.
Good money management.
And I'm going to stand on this.
Good credit score.
Handsome.
Okay.
That's got to happen.
Handsome.
Oh, attractive. I'm going to just say attractive. Handsome. Because, to be honest with you, I have dated some ugly men. I have said that on this show before. And it's because they had a good mindset that made me attracted to them. So I love a man with a good mindset.
And that's cool. You know, because, I mean, they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. He probably wasn't ugly to somebody else. But me.
He wasn't ugly to me. You know, yeah, you're right.
Nah.
Because, I mean, we had some dope conversations.
This whole
that
medium
you can't replace.
Ugly thing,
So I dated some ugly.
Basically,
yeah.
What you ladies are saying is that there are conditions to your love.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
I never said
some things I'm not going to take.
Ain't no condition.
Because my love is never unconditional. It comes with the condition that you treat me right. It comes with the condition that if you are good to me and I'm good to you, I will keep pouring my love into you. But the moment you start effing up, well, I'm going to just say, the moment you start fucking up, I take it back. And that's what cutoff is for me.
Why is it? Let's unpack that.
Okay.
Why is it that? And this is one of the questions I wanted to ask throughout your episode, is why is it that the cutoff is the thing? You spoke about a person, once they do something you don't like, and they'll know that from the beginning, there's things that you don't like. You're non-negotiables.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've laid out your non-negotiables.
And your bottom liners.
Non-negotiables is the same thing, isn't it?
Some stuff, it's a non-negotiable, but it's not that bad as a bottom liner. Like a bottom liner will get you cut off immediately.
So,
like cheating, I said was a bottom liner.
But if it's like, non-negotiable, shouldn't it be?
But if you have bad money management skills, which is a non-negotiable for me, but you actually like went and took a class, or you got a financial advisor to help you with that, or whatever you tried. Maybe if I seen the steps, I could get over it. It's still a non-negotiable, but you tried. But if you cheated, it's kind of like a no. It's like I don't care.
A non-negotiable should be cheating. Like I mean, but if it's a non-negotiable, there's no negotiating it. That means that if you do this, there is no negotiation.
It's no negotiating it. But there's why I say my bottom liner versus a non-negotiable. A non-negotiable, you can come back from it. Like if you messed up, you can come back from it. That's why I keep them in separate piles. My bottom line is my bottom line. There's no coming back from it.
Okay. All right. Well.
Next.
I go down my list.
He's going down his list. Yeah. He got his finger on the book, and he's like, all right, let's go here.
I got my glass. Well, no, I don't think that's over, because I think that everybody, like, I have a non-negotiable.
Okay. What's that? I love hearing them.
If you are a person, because I will date someone who is less shapely.
Okay, so a little fat.
A little chunky.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't mind. But if you're going to complain about your weight and not do anything about it.
Don't even get me started.
And not do anything about it.
Whew.
Then now that's a non-negotiable for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not going to do anything about it.
Right. So why are you complaining?
So don't. No, but then I can't be with you because you're insecure. Insecurity, non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable.
I can't do
it. So if she was a chunky girl that was okay with it, you'd be cool.
She had to be confident with it.
She has to be confident with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I think there's a particular sexiness that comes with being with a confident woman. Like, yo, yes, she owns the room she walks into.
Mm-hmm.
And she does it with class. Because it's a thing, like, no, everybody can't wear everything.
This is true. Yeah.
So if she has a classy sexiness, like she knows where the line is.
She knows her size.
Yeah. I know where the line is. Like I could wear a skirt. Maybe I don't need to have everything out.
Yeah.
But it can be short. It can be tight. It just don't have to be everything out. You know, like some of these people do. And so that is her owning whatever. And she's not complaining because it's who she is. Now we can't be out here eating snacky cakes all day because we're not going to be out here gaining weight. But then now it's up to me.
Throwing a shot at me because I eat my little Cinnabon.
Well, that wasn't no little Cinnabon.
That was a cake.
That was a cake.
Whatever.
Cinnabon, that ain't no bun.
She
That's
ate
cake.
All day, though. She
a
did.
Cinnamon cake.
I ate all day. Y'all ain't about to sit here and be talking about
and
snacking.
And we're not even going to talk about the French fries before the cinnamon.
She ain't even seen it. Mind
your
business.
I ain't even know about that. See?
Mind your business. Why would you tell that?
Well, look, I'm just saying.
See, I know I can't do nothing around you no more.
Man, I'm with you. We here.
Oh, whatever.
I'm the supplier.
He sat there and, he sat there and gave me the fries, y'all. He had a burger and fries.
He didn't even show
Lakeset when he came into the studio. He had already thrown it away. Mm-hmm. So it just looks like I'm the bad guy. Y'all saw him throw me under the bus.
Speaking of chunky, right? Mm-hmm. So I said the last show, I don't like big guys. Like, the only big guy I've ever been attracted to is Ricky Renzel Ross.
I took exception to that. I'm a big guy.
But, no, listen. I was in the gym this morning. You're not.
You're really not.
You're really not. I was in the gym this morning, right? And it was a guy. He was thick.
He looked luscious, didn't he?
He did. And I promise you, this is the first time I've ever felt that. Like he was thinking the right places.
He got that,
you know,
juicy
what I mean?
Love.
Like, you know, he was solid.
Roll on you.
So I can deal with that now. I didn't think I could deal with that. I'm used to like dating like tall, slim guys. Like that's just my preference, nothing to big guys.
I just think that like I think dating is like things like eating food. Mm-hmm. When you're young, it's burgers and fries. It's very cut. It's very plain. You go to what you know. Mm-hmm. As you get older, your palate
expands. Grows.
Your palate expands. You start to say, oh, let me try that. Let me try that. Because you understand that these burgers and fries might not be good for me.
This damn rum is nasty. It's
oh, not. Wow.
Y'all got to get me some tequila. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Ew.
But, you know, your palate expands. And that's probably what you're going through now. So,
okay. Gotcha.
You said that there is, see now, we believe at the men at the Relationship Status podcast, we believe there's no such thing as an independent woman.
Oh.
There isn't? No. You're looking at one.
No independent.
Okay. There's no such thing.
You're looking at one.
Yeah.
You're looking at two. When I came in here, at the previous episode, we talked about the modern day escort. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I wanted to talk about that, y'all all knew, is because I said it's women like them making it hard for women like me, because I actually do come with my own and I don't ask you for nothing. But before we started that episode, I spoke on what happened to me, that I had a flat. Mm-hmm. Did I call anybody, Yoshi, to pay for that flat? You asked me, and I said, you said, who paid for it? I said, me.
Exactly.
Well, he might not see that as independent. So what's your definition of independent?
Independent is a person who doesn't need anyone.
That's me.
Wait,
hold on. Hold on.
If that's the case.
I don't believe there's independent women. I don't think there's anything like independent men.
Okay, I'm about to say, so you're saying like
everybody,
don't need anyone.
Yeah, everybody.
Period.
Everybody. Needs.
I was talking about financially, someone. But okay.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, we weren't talking about independent, like,
love.
Everything. I know I need someone to confide in. Yeah. I know I need someone to talk to.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, when men hear independent woman.
Think financially.
Yeah, no, that's what y'all think we should think.
That's what you should.
That's what you should.
You're going too far with
that's it. That's the definition.
We're not going too far with it.
Yes, you are.
No.
Just like if y'all say, y'all hear, it was on an episode we did, and I think it was with Kane, a woman saying that she likes a man with money. You automatically think stacks, and he got to be a dope boy, and he got to come with all this stuff. But she didn't say that. She just said he has to have money. Maybe it's because she don't want to date a broke one who doesn't have money,
sitting
on her couch eating cereal when she just came home from a long day's work.
The white man's Google says that independent is not dependent on another for livelihood or substance. It's that simple. If we're paying our own bills, if we are going to work, making sure we have everything that we need to live by ourselves.
That's livelihood.
That's independent.
What's the definition of substance? I was with you on livelihood. I forgot the definition of substance. It's been a while since I'm in high school, y'all. But I'm pretty sure substance means like, when a conversation of substance, like, what does that mean? I had it in my head. Just look it up.
Get to what you guys think, because I'm confused.
I'm telling you what I think. I think that there's, if y'all are saying a particular kind of matter, no, that's not right. Okay, the real matter of which a person or thing consists and which has a tangible solid presence. So you do need a tangible solid presence of someone.
Cool, and we agree. We just was talking about from a financial standpoint.
So we're gonna say we're financially independent.
There you go.
Okay,
so
breaking.
So
down.
we've adjusted that.
Okay, that's the only thing you got so far. Let's go.
Anyway,
financially independent.
This is my statement, not one of yours.
Okay.
Blocking is childish.
Why is it childish?
What?
Yes, blocking is childish?
Please tell us why, so we can tell you why.
That's why I have re-receipts.
Why is it childish? That's childish.
Hold on, what?
That's why I have read.
That's childish.
You want
them to see that you read it?
Yes.
And that you didn't respond?
Yes.
We can say that's childish.
Why is that childish?
But I'm asking you, why do you think blocking is childish?
Yeah. I think that blocking is childish because you've expressed yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, hey, look, this is not working for me. Well, not because y'all be ghosting, so we can't.
We definitely said that we told you.
Yeah, we're coming back.
Go ahead. Please go ahead. I want to get through all your lists.
Yes. No. We're getting there. If I've done that, then if you still continue to want to contact me, that's on you. I'm not going to take the... I would open it and close it. Or not open
or
it.
Or what?
That's childish.
Why not?
Okay.
Why so?
Can I get them late?
Because to me, I think... Like you said, Lakes, on that cutoff episode, you said you had a guy, you got to the point where people are paying you to block him.
Mm-hmm. No, okay. She didn't say.
No. I'm paying for blocking.
She was paying for block because he cash apped her just to hear from her.
Yeah.
Yes. No, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So you blocked him on this. He went to that. You blocked him on that. He went to that. Right. You blocked him on that. He went to that.
Yeah.
Where? I could not do it. There's been people I want to block. But to me, I go, this is better.
Lakes, you want to get him or can I get him?
Go ahead.
Let me explain something to you.
Explain it to me.
Before we said that, because you didn't hear it, so let me just go ahead and repeat it. We said we gave warnings.
Before, we gave warnings. Not that he'd be blocked.
We gave warnings that this was not okay.
Mm.
And we don't have to give you a warning that we're going to be out of your life. Now, we didn't tell you what happened in between the blocking, but the reason why I mostly block and Lakes, hey, not if I'm right, but if I block you, it's because I wanted space away from you. You kept messaging. I'm not going to open and read nothing because I'm not getting it. I'm going to block you so I don't get shit from you.
Right. Mm.
I don't want to hear from you. If I said I was done or if I'm trying to just, you know, collect my shit, my little feelings, whatever I got left and just move on from the situation, then that is exactly what I get to do. I get to block you. And if you don't like it and maybe you're not okay with it, it's fine. I don't care, though. You're still blocked.
I block because I'm done. It is no need for us to have no type of connection. And that doesn't mean
there is no connection to me.
It is.
How?
Because if we're done, we're done. I don't need to see you. I don't need to receive no messages from you. And you know how men are. Don't text me happy birthday. Don't text me 3 months later. What's up? Time is not an apology. Okay? And when I block, I'm done. If I'm still sitting here opening your messages and reading your messages, I'm hoping or I'm like giving a chance.
That's you though.
I find entertainment in it.
No,
that's
you do.
Petty as that's hell.
How is
we're
that
saying
petty?
Us.
I find entertainment.
You find that entertaining that you sat there and read someone.
Oh no, I don't read anything past five lines. Any text that's longer than five lines, whether I'm dealing with them or not, I'm not reading.
You open it and you laugh. You just said you laugh.
Yeah, I do. I say, oh man.
So that's petty.
Look at this. I don't even read it. I just open it.
I want you to learn how to block. I think it'll be so freeing for you.
No, I'm free. Mm. I'm free out in these streets.
You an asshole out in these streets.
How?
I used to be like
opening
you,
up
like,
stuff and say, oh, she see, I read it.
Just like you yeah. said, your and palate laughing. Changes with food. Listen,
your
I used to be like that.
Expand.
I used to be like that. Like, okay, you're going to see this glow up. You're going to see me still looking good.
I don't care.
I don't even care no more. Like, no. I want you to know that I'm done. Like, it's no hope. Bye. How many people in the world?
Over 7 billion.
Okay. Bye. You had your time. You wasted it. You did some flaw
over
shit.
Over 7 billion people.
Bye. Like, I don't need to be sitting here, you watching my stories. But, or even when they try to curse you out, I'm not reading that. And I don't have to sit there and take that. So, block. You think reading, sending a read receipt feels good? Imagine how it feels when that shit don't say delivered. Imagine how they feel when they see that.
Oh, it says delivered.
I don't get no feeling of that.
It says delivered still. When you block, Apple still lets it be delivered.
Oh,
you just won't
that.
Get it.
See, but I don't get no feeling off that. I need a feeling.
But a person who knows that you had your read receipts on, when they see that, and they see that you, it just delivered
like
all of a sudden.
Like you ain't ready.
Like you ain't ready. It hurts their feelings too. Because one person told me that. But kid you not, I'm going to, and Yosh probably going to eat me up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, because I'm going back to two different episodes. So I'm going in between one episode and another. I'm going between Cutoff Game and a whole nother episode where it was like our first episode. And I said, Lakes, you got to give people a second chance.
Yeah.
So even when you cut people off, say you cut them off for a certain reason. I have cut people off for a certain reason. They kept doing the same exact thing. And in that time span, I couldn't get any further with that person, so I cut them off because what they were doing they were okay with, but I was not, so I removed myself from the situation. I cut them off. I blocked them. Now later on, if two people grow, mature, whatever word you want to use, it doesn't matter, if two people see each other later on, y'all end up reconnecting, I would say that's fine. But it's completely up to you two. So, yes, I have cut people off. And, yes, we have reconnected after. But it was way after. It wasn't like, oh, I block, and then 2 days later, I unblock you. I don't do that childish stuff.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
It'd probably be a year or two after.
So you do, but you do go back and unblock them.
If there's a chance.
If it's a chance. If it's a chance. Like, if that was your, if that was, like, the last time I blocked you was your last chance, no. But if me and that person only dealt with each other once, and this is their second chance, then, yeah.
And I don't block, like, off the rip. You have to do something. Like, you have to be disrespectful. You have to be just antagonizing me. You have to be doing something for me to be like, look, I'm blocking you out my life. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see you. I don't want to deal with you. So it's not something that I just automatically do. You have to disrespect me, and I'm not gonna tolerate the negativity. Mm-hmm. So
he's got a list. Let's go back. Let's go down the list.
No, we ain't gotta go down my list.
Number 12.
It ain't no number 12.
Number 15.
Well, first off, who are these boys that are cash apping you money for your attention?
Boys. Cause they
there
silly.
You go. You said it.
Like, this is I
thought it was funny
when you said it. I just was. Who are these people?
And it's funny because
and where are they at?
They send a sentence with it. Like, it'll be $10. Why you block me? $10. Answer the phone. Look, run it up. Let me fill my gas tank up, boo.
That's funny. I
very much so.
Mines weren't like that. Mines are like, hey. And $40. Because that's the only way to, and you can send it back with
and
a,
I was sending it back.
You can send it back with a, with a response. So
I don't need your money.
My next question for you ladies. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get to ghosting, because ghosting is my pet peeve.
Okay.
But cutting someone off. Mm-hmm. And one of you made the statement, and I meant to write it down and I didn't. But one of you made the statement that you cut them off, you warn them, mm-hmm. and then you cut them off. And then it was you, Lady. And then you cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Without warning. Or one day. Matter of fact, what you said was,
I love you thinking you think, that everything
you
is
think
great.
We cool. Now I'm just gone.
Yeah, you think we cool. Now and I'm gone.
Why not just have a conversation?
Because
we had a conversation.
No, then have a conversation.
No, we had a conversation.
So you one of those closure dudes, aren't you?
I'm not a closure dude.
No, but let me tell you what I mean about it.
I am a dude that believes. I am a dude. I'm a.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because she asked me, well, she's made a statement. I'm a closure dude. It's not about closure. I believe in treating people how I want to be treated.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if a person is no longer interested in me, and I believe in helping the people of the future too, I believe in helping you.
Oh, I'm going to help you, all right.
Here's my way of helping you. If you've done something to me that has me to a point where I want to cut you off, although me and you are done, and I'm going to tell you we're done, mm-hmm. there is a conversation for me to have with you, not for your closure, but for me to inform you this is why, so that your next relationship or whatever it is you deal with next after me, you don't repeat the same behavior.
Okay. And since you were talking to me, let me just go ahead and tell you this. Let me just go ahead and tell you.
I got next.
All right. I had a conversation. Y'all see me trying to roll up my sleeves a little
roll
bit.
Roll them up.
Look,
I had
a conversation with an individual, and they were childish in their response. And I'm the type, I'm not going back and forth with you. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
Okay.
I told you why I was done. I told you that we're not moving forward. And they thought just because I did not block them, every time they respond to Snapchat stories, Instagram stories, they're trying to wiggle their way back. I said, oh, I'm gonna let you think we cool. And then one day you're going to get on here and you're just blocked. You can't see nothing I got going on because I told you me and you are done. I did have that conversation.
Okay,
see,
but that wasn't, see?
But that's the thing. But I said that. I said, I warned you. That was me warning you.
No, that was not a warning. If you told them you're done, that's not a warning.
Telling them, it doesn't even have to be a warning. Actions can be a warning. Because I'm pretty sure they've talked, like, this isn't their first argument. This isn't their first disagreement about what she's not happy about or what he's not happy about. You know what you're doing. And so she's going to get to a point where, you know what? I'm out. Because I've explained this to you and you too grown for me to have to continuously explain what the hell you know you not doing.
And I give chances. I don't just be like those. I'm not a girl out here. I don't sit here and be like, oh, I give you a couple days or a couple weeks to mm-hmm. figure it out. You don't get your shit together. All your shit gonna be on the front lawn. No, that's not me. I give people years. You know what I'm saying? So if I gave you years, it don't take years. But if I gave you years and you still can't figure it out, bruh, fuck you. I don't care. It is what it is.
Yeah, where's the nerve at? Because I guess I touched it. I don't know.
Nah.
No, but I literally like that. Like, I literally will be like, in my mind, I'll be like, when they're getting an attitude with me because I no longer care. Like, people literally wait until the moment I no longer care. This is a story of mine.
Yeah.
They will literally wait until the moment I no longer care, to the point where I cut you off, to act like they care. Bruh, fuck you. I don't care.
Right.
Go cry to your mom. What do you want me to do?
That's why I said ghosting probably isn't even a real thing. That's probably something that happens in fresh relations. Like, you don't hear from me after 2 days.
Yeah.
But somebody you're dealing with and I done came to you. I'm like, I'm not happy. Like, you're not hitting me up like you used to. You're not doing this. So when you continue to do that, and okay, I'm out.
Yeah, you don't
I'm removing myself.
Okay. But go ahead. We didn't scratch it like off your little list.
Like she said, they wait until the end. Now you care.
Now you care. Now you're talking to people that have communications with me because you no longer do.
Yeah.
Now you sitting here talking about the past version of me that was maybe in 2020 right. or 2019 with people who have access to me in 2022 because you don't. Little bitch boy, go on about your business.
It's too late.
Wow.
I'm going to call it like I see it.
It's getting explained, see? Yeah. This is why you got to come on the show.
And rebuttal us.
And ask your questions.
And I use my word rebuttaling, even though he told me it's not a word, rebuttaling.
So just to let y'all know.
That's not a word, I know.
If you want to rebuttal anything they say, what's the number they can?
803-298-8884, baby.
And come get laid out.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, you may have came on the first time to get laid, but we'll lay your ass out this time.
All right, there you go. All right.
Good job, Lake.
Age does not mean maturity. Because y'all made the statement. She was Lakes was like,
it doesn't.
No, but she made the statement. She mm-hmm. was like, it doesn't matter if they're old men or young men. Mm-hmm. They all act the same.
I didn't like how you pointed at her. That's why I said it doesn't. I was wondering where you getting at that, but go ahead.
I'm headed there.
Yeah, stop pointing at her. You got a point. Go
it's
ahead.
Okay, I can handle it.
He gonna use a nose. He gonna use his nose. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, put your hands down. Like your mom used to tell you, put your hands, sit on your hands.
So.
I can't believe you actually did that.
I think it's the maturity of the person, mm-hmm. not the age. And I would like to think that guys who have lived a little bit more life do have more to give in a sense of
maturity.
Yes. Who've lived life. Because somebody could be 40 and have never lived life.
I was just about to say.
Sure you want to say that?
Yes, because I was 21 and lived life. Like,
I've heard. And yeah. I love a good story.
So, mm-hmm. you know, so, but I still wasn't the man I am today because I went through that stuff early, which made me an immature 21-year-old.
Yeah.
Because I had never really lived. I didn't live a childhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you were 21.
So then when I got to 21, I was like 21-year-old freshman in college. And I'm from New York and I'm in the South and these women are loving me. I'm about to go.
You was a little red bone on the scene in the South.
I'm not a red bone.
That's when it was popular, y'all.
He's
a little light. You probably be lighter in the winter.
No, see, here's my problem. See, there's a problem with people in the South. Y'all used to that crunchy black.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
What?
Hold up.
But that's my daddy colorway. We're not going to do that now.
Is your daddy crunchy black?
Oh, first of all, he's not crunchy nothing.
Second of all,
my daddy got beautiful, butter, dark ebony skin, honey.
Okay, hey, I've never seen your daddy to know. Like I said on the other episode, you throw a rock in the pack. Whoever hollers.
Babe, I'm just saying, I'm not dark skinned, but I'm going to speak up for the dark skin.
I'm dark skinned.
But I'm not, people keep calling me light skinned down here, and I'm not light skinned.
Okay. He's brown. Well, he's brown.
Caramel butter pecan.
I mean, to be honest with you, and that's one thing I wanted to rebuttal myself on, because I said I usually like brown skin, darker than me. And to be honest with you, he's right. As you get older, your palate expands.
I have no preference. I want to dip into the Caucasian pun, but
no, you don't.
I do.
I have a couple times.
I do.
No, you don't.
I wanna date outside my race. It's hard
to teach. It's hard to teach someone how to love a black woman. That never had to love. That never had to love a black woman.
Maybe a Dominican.
Maybe you'll get lucky,
puppy,
and find one that has loved a black woman. But I'm trying to tell you, that's a whole different. I've dated it. It's a whole different pool, honey. It's a whole different pool.
Okay.
That's a whole yeah.
But we're not gonna use the term crunchy black. Okay.
Yeah, we're not. Never ever.
Okay. My apologies.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't want to be disrespectful to
anybody. And my apologies for calling you a red bone.
Yes, please. Thank you.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with a little red bone if he was.
Nah, let's go back to what people caramel, butter pecan.
I'm not
brown.
I think he's he's a butter pecan. He's a little lighter.
I'm not
than
a
me.
Butter anything.
Oh, yeah.
You're black. We're all black.
Thank you.
Boom.
That's where we at.
All right.
Shh. Light skin. Now,
there ain't nothing wrong with light skin.
Now, Lati, I did want to agree with you on something.
What's up?
I did some research for you.
Okay.
Lati said
for you.
Lati said that people are out here believing that only men divorce women. That mostly men divorce women, right?
Yep. Yeah.
When in all actuality, there are some women out here that go ahead and
divorce
their husbands.
I mean, yeah.
You disagree?
No, I said I did.
He said he was agreeing with me.
Oh, okay. My bad.
See?
My bad.
I'm trying to help here.
Mm-hmm.
So according to the American Sociological Association,
okay,
70% of divorces
are women.
Are initiated by women.
But can I tell you something?
And that number goes up to 90% when you talk about college educated women.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
The reason why I made that statement, and I'm not arguing with you. The reason why I made that statement is because for the first, like when you get divorced, the first thing they say, well, what was wrong with you? Nothing, motherfucker. I divorced him. Like, I literally curse people out because they just automatically think they have that old way of thinking that back in the 60s and 70s when a man was sick of his wife, he'll divorce her. And some people just have that stuck in their mind that it's the man that left you. In all realness, let's just be 100% real. It was most of these women out here saying, man, if I'm paying all these bills by myself, I'm cleaning this house by myself, I'm doing everything by myself, why the fuck are you here?
I know both of you guys are divorcees, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's even with being single. The first thing is, she can't keep a man. You can't get a man. What's wrong with you? Why he ain't with you? What happened? It's always, what did the woman do?
I've been hit on so many times this year. I could have been in a relationship 3 times, and I said no to every last one of them.
Yeah, it's always the woman can't keep a man, or why are you single?
Well, okay, well, he looked at me like that.
That's the dumbest question in the world. I ain't gonna front.
Why you look at me like that, though?
Why do I care why you're single?
Mm-hmm.
I like you. So, if we're single, if you're single and I'm single, I don't care why you're
single.
People
think when you're attractive that you automatically
should have a man.
It's not true.
They think I do.
I think that, I mean, but the assumption is, why would you not have one? And so then instantly it goes to, well, it's easy for a woman to get a man.
It is.
So if it's easy for a woman, could go outside right now, look her worse, pull somebody, and end up in a relationship same day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. If she wanted to.
Can.
That's why I say single by choice. And I said I'm going to stop saying that because I feel like everybody's single by choice. Nobody's forced to be in a relationship. But, I mean, I'm just single. Like, and then when you give guys the real answer, they don't like that. So why you ain't got a man? Because men are silly. They don't want to do right. So I just rather not until I get that person.
All that because
I don't say all that, but I'm just saying.
Like, I don't like putting people in a group.
He just said if you're attractive, then you should, but this is why.
The assumption is. Yeah. The assumption is that
why,
you should.
Why you made that face when I said I could have been in a relationship 3 times this year if I wanted to? Why'd you make that face?
Because I think that everybody somewhere in them wants to be in a relationship.
Yeah, I do. But yeah. I've also said a million times I want to be in a healthy one.
Yeah, that's the key word.
And so when you say that and you getting attracted by people who don't even, they think that being in a relationship is basically what is projected to the world versus just you and that person tackling and going against obstacles and obstacles is the better word. Going against obstacles that will make you two better when you come out of that disagreement or that two people targeting a problem.
Yeah.
every day. Well, not even every day, but in the relationship.
And I just think you got to take that attractive factor out. I've been with men who I think just wanted to talk to me because I was attractive. Like, yep. We just together because you want something pretty on your arm. You want something to show off to your friends.
Yep.
And we don't even have a connection.
Yep. That actually happened to me this year. We talked about it on an episode.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, this dude sat there, invited me to, like, he was talking to me. It was earlier this year. It was, like, right after track season. Y'all know I'm a track coach. And it was, like, he basically only wanted to get with me because other people did too. Yep. And so he invited me to, like, his house, and there was people there that I knew and he knew. And they didn't come out until after he forced me to get out the car, because I was like, no, you could just give me the plate, because it was a cookout. And I was like, it's late. I'm going home. I'm not staying in nobody's house this late. But he was like, get out the car, get out the car. So I get out the car, and there's this, then a person I know walks up, and I was like, oh, here we go. Here we go. So then as the night, you know, keeps going, as, you know, I'm already out the car. They already saw me. Mm-hmm. Ain't no need to run, duck, and hide.
Yeah.
It's going to make it look even worse. So I sit there and I'm just, you know, I'm chilling, I'm vibing. He keeps doing stuff he never done before. He keeps rubbing up on me. I slap shit out of him. Because first of all, what are you doing? Like, why are you trying to make it seem like me and you, we have sex or something? Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what I mean. That's what we mean by we could have been in a relationship a couple times. But most of the time, people just want to be in a relationship with you for the wrong reasons. Yeah. They like how you look on their arm. It's not you as a person. They don't like you as a person. They don't get along with you as a person. They don't even spend time with you as a person. They just want to fuck. And they just want you to look good when they go outside.
Yeah.
And see, and the whole world see you.
It's the whole unk approval. Nephew, that's you? That's what niggas want. I mean, it's not even about what they want. They want their uncles to approve and their homeboys to approve. But when you're alone with them,
they don't even do nothing. And I've been in that type of situation. I said I would never do it again. I want a healthy relationship. So saying I don't want one, I would never lie to you, because I'm a relationship girl.
I'm a relationship girl too.
I don't want an unhealthy one. And that's why my cutoff game is strong. So you got something else you want to put on your little book?
No, I done closed it.
The notebook. Wow, you done?
Oh no, I had more.
Okay.
I had more, but we're over time.
Okay, that's fine.
We're rolling up on time.
But did we clarify a couple things?
Yes, you did. And I think that's why listeners should email and write in. And
hey, even come on here and ask.
And even ask to be invited on, and ask direct questions. And
yeah.
It's the only way you get to know. And get the explanations that you're looking for.
Come on here to rebuttal us, and you get rebuttaled.
I don't think that's what happened. But
whatever.
Okay, I'm not
that's
sure.
That's the story I'm going to tell.
I mean, if that's the story, it's recorded, you know.
I know it is, and I think a lot of people are going to think rebuttaled.
And then when I put out the promo on mine,
he's been rebuttaled.
Mine is going to have a different cut than whatever comes.
No! It better not.
It's going to have a different cut.
It better not.
Well, are you satisfied with the answers? Do you feel like we explained it to your likeliness?
Yes, and I appreciate y'all for understanding and having me come in and be able to rebuttal you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rebuttal.
Once again, huge fan of you guys' show. Only reason that I would have had all of these notes was if I actually
listen.
I love
listen
it.
And I seriously appreciate you.
Yeah.
Because every time a show comes out, I can always like hear from you, and you'll be like, I ain't gonna lie, there's some stuff I disagree with, but I think that you are getting better in this category. I think you are doing that, and I really do appreciate it. And then when you give me constructive criticism, I go and listen to the same episode through your eyes or through your ears.
Yeah, through mine.
And I'd be like, oh, he's right. I shouldn't do that. You know, I really do appreciate you.
And
I believe in giving people their flowers.
Y'all are some good podcasters. You just have to, y'all have a dope show and just keep giving to people. What you giving them?
Well, speaking of flowers, before we head out, I do want to give the newest show on Crux Media. I think it's Pitched and Unscripted.
Pitched and Unscripted, yes.
Or Unscripted.
Unscripted. They came out today.
It came out today. Yeah. So
it came out today.
I listened to both ladies. I just want to say you guys are doing awesome.
I know. I couldn't wait.
The mental health episode, the transparency with that. I think viewers, well, listeners are going to really love that. I know I did. So I just want to give a shout out to them and welcome them to Crux
Media. Why didn't nobody tell me it came out? Because y'all know I've been waiting on it.
I was just on there listening to shows today. So.
Oh. Yeah. See, I was busy all day. So I just listened to the ones that I had, like, you know, a notification on. And I have most of the shows notifications on, but I didn't even know they released yet. I got to turn that notification on.
And I want to give a shout out. I'm going to give a shout out real quick.
Okay.
To my podcasting class. I have a podcast class at the high school.
That's dope.
And they're called the Hartsville Sports Network, and they are on Crux Media. So if you want to check them out, please check out the kids. It's Demaya Bishop, who's she started on the podcast last year. A new guy, Coker Howell, and a new girl, Jazzy Frierson. And they had their first two episodes. It's a little shaky.
I love those. It's okay. I love that.
I wish you had that in high school.
Kids having a more broad, you know, spectrum to experiment with what they want to do in life. That's dope.
Yeah, so it's a podcast geared around the sports at Hartsville High School.
Yeah.
And they interview different coaches, teachers,
principals. When they going to have Mr. Watkins on there?
We actually had Mr. Watkins on last year. You can go back and listen to the episode.
I gotta go listen to my Ben.
Was on the last. He was on. I'll let you know off air which episode he was on, so you can go back and listen to it. But I just know that, you know, podcasting is a thing that can be done on any age.
Yes.
Right now, just a little. Let me give one other shout out, and then I'm gonna get out y'all here.
Okay.
My 9-year old is about to drop a podcast.
Hey. Oh.
So we're working on it. It's him and another 9-year old.
Oh, that's cute.
And they're talking to, we're working on a name right now. It's the, he wants it to be called The Life of a 9-year old. And I told him, you're not always going to be 9.
Right.
So, like, you're actually about to be 10.
Yeah.
So let's think about the name. Yeah. But I just find it dope. I love podcasting. I love what you ladies do in this space. And continue doing what you're doing. I wish you guys all the best.
Thank you. Let them know where they can find you at.
Relationship Status Podcast every Monday and Wednesday. And you can find me on Eggs, Grits, and Ignorance. We're moving to Mondays and Fridays, not Wednesdays and Fridays. And on Instagram at Yosh in the Building, on Snapchat at The Ninth Wonder. Yeah, you know.
Hey. Okay. So I just want to tell you one thing. Rebuttal that. That's what I want to say. But one last shout out. So New Hope JUCO program located in Columbia, South Carolina. It is a college. It's a college football team, but it's at Midlands Tech. And it's for, you know, all the seniors who graduated last year, seniors before that. If you want to play football, you didn't get a contract, you didn't get what you wanted, but you still love the game and you still want to play, they got a position for you. All you got to do is go down there and talk to the two wonderful coaches that coach that. All right, now if you know you want to reach me and Lakes, you can reach us at Just Got Laid Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. We got a number, but don't play with that number. It's 803-298-8884. And we appreciate you and everything that you have done for us this far. We love our listeners, our sweet talkers. And we wanted to give a shout out to all of our followers on Instagram and Facebook. We appreciate y'all, the loyal listeners. We appreciate y'all as well. Thank y'all so much.
And Yosh, once again, you just got laid.
Rebuttal that.